Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
So for the last about year and a half now, I've been working on a documentary since the very, very beginning of this pandemic with some of my former Restaurant Hunter colleagues. The name of it is 86th, How a Global Pandemic Rocked the World's Culinary Capital. If you're a regular listener to Hot Takes on a Plate here on the Believe Podcast Network, you may have heard the podcast version of that documentary, which is basically me sort of working out material for the real documentary. But that documentary, 86th, is premiering at the Long Beach International Film Festival in Long Beach on Long Island, Thursday, July 29th, 8:30 p.m. Tickets are free. Just got to go to longbeachfilm.com. That's longbeachfilm.com. And it's outdoors, and it's literally on the beach. Toes in the sand, get to watch a movie. Would love to have you come out. And the fact that it's outdoors is a good thing, because right now we're back in one of those situations where we're wondering once again what is safe. You know, the hardest thing about making this documentary is that I tell people all the time it was a moving target. You know, information with COVID just changed so fast, and circumstances would change so fast. And, you know, the reason why you do something like that, the reason why I thought it was important to get was essentially a time capsule, is because if we don't chronicle and learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. And I feel like in the last few days, I've been having the same feeling that I had back in March of 2020, early to mid-March, which is that feeling that you just felt like something seismic was about to shift and that people didn't realize at the time what it was. They knew something was afoot, but they just couldn't grasp it. And with this Delta variant and the CDC, I'm recording this on a Tuesday night, the CDC today coming out and giving new guidance on what vaccinated people should do, because this Delta variant is much more contagious. It feels like we might be heading down a road that we thought we put maybe in the mirror. You know, we were having such a great spring and summer, and the last few weeks things have been turning the wrong way. And, you know, all that optimism, and that optimism that was brought on, let's be honest, by vaccines, has been turning now the other way. And it's been turning the other way mainly because people who are reluctant to take vaccines. And why am I saying all of this right now? Well, I've been thinking a lot about the documentary I made, and the fact that when I started making it, it was because I was worried about an industry that gave so much to me, gave me a career with Restaurant Hunter. And, you know, we keep hearing this term, save restaurants. And, you know, what's the magic bullet? Is there a magic bullet to saving restaurants? Well, it felt complicated at the beginning. I mean, what drew me to the story was how complicated it was. It felt like the ultimate lose-lose for restaurants because, you know, at the very, very beginning, it was that feeling of like, you know, and again, this is when we didn't know as much as we know now. It was that feeling of like, well, if you stay open in any capacity, your employees could get sick and potentially die, and that's no good. And if you close, your business may go under and people can't eat. And, you know, when I say people can't eat, I don't mean customers. I mean employees who need a paycheck, and that's no good either. Well, now knowing what we know, I think it's pretty simple. If you want to save restaurants going forward, you need to get vaccinated. That's it. You want to save restaurants, you need to get vaccinated. Because here's the deal. Restrictions were lifted everywhere. You know, we went pretty much back to normal. But we did it on an honor code, saying, well, if you're vaccinated, you know, you don't need to wear a mask. And if you're unvaccinated, please wear a mask. But let's be honest, the people who are unvaccinated, most of them are not doing that. And so we let our guard down, and here we are. A new variant emerges, and it spreads like wildfire. And this one is you know, it's way more contagious. And people with the vaccine, while the vaccine is, look, it's going to more likely than not keep you from getting hospitalized or dying. It's going to do its job. The vaccine was so super effective against the other variants at even spreading this thing. And with Delta, it's not the case. With Delta, you could be vaccinated, get Delta, not even know you have it, and spread it. And so here, I'll say it again. You want to stop this thing? You want to save restaurants? Get vaccinated. Because guess what? If you're vaccinated, you might get sick, but you know, you're probably not going to go to the hospital, and you're probably not going to die. Like, very, very, very likely you're not going to have those things happen to you. Very likely. Those are the facts. And don't try to counter me with something you saw in a meme. This is what's driving me nuts about this whole thing. There are people out there getting their information from memes and Facebook and, you know, crazy people, commentators. Look, if you don't believe me and you don't believe credible media outlets because you're one of these fake newsers, just do me a favor. Go to your doctor. I mean, don't you go to your doctor for your other health issues? Go to your doctor. Say, hey, should I get vaccinated? See what your doctor says. Please do that for me. And when I say doctor, I don't mean go find some quack on the internet, the one guy or woman who is spewing off crazy talk. No, go to your doctor, your personal doctor. I mean, that's what they're there for, right? You know, if you're one of these people who just doesn't believe in science, like, I don't... You got people who have devoted their whole lives to this thing saying, take the vaccine. What makes you think you know more? Because you read something on Facebook? I'm sorry, I'm just angry right now. Look, I'm not one of these people who thinks it should be mandatory that everybody get a vaccine, because it's a slippery slope and you should be able to choose what you put in your body. However, the same people who are arguing about freedom of choice with their body are more likely than not the same people who are saying, will tell you that a woman does not have the right to choose with her body. And there's a little bit of hypocrisy there. And I think you should have the right to choose whether you put a vaccine in your body or not. But guess what? If you're not going to do it, then you need to sit out. You don't need to go to restaurants. You need to wear a mask if you're going anywhere. You don't get to travel the world. Sorry, you miss out on the fun. That's your choice. Because the choice you're making about your body is affecting other people. It's affecting other people. It's selfish. It's not selfish if you choose to not get vaccinated and stay home. Then it's not selfish, okay? Do that. That's the choice. If you actually care about restaurants, don't be arrogant walking into a restaurant, maskless, unvaccinated, potentially spreading whatever. Because you don't care about restaurants. You don't care about the people that work at them. You don't care about the business owners that are trying to keep the lights on. Because the more this thing spreads, we are heading back to lockdowns. That's what you have to understand. Nobody likes lockdowns. They're not fun. But you know what? I was cool with putting up with that stuff in the beginning because we didn't have a vaccine. And if it meant saving lives, okay. But guess what? If we go back to more lockdowns, the vaccinated people, we're the ones who are going to get punished for what you did. It's not cool. It's not cool. Like I said before, this whole documentary, the hardest thing about it was it was a moving target. And you know, we thought we had sort of an ending when the CDC said in May, like, hey, if you're unvaccinated, you don't have to wear masks in most circumstances. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks in most circumstances. We thought we had sort of an ending, and I'm not going to give anything away with the documentary, but the way we ended it, now I feel almost a little uncomfortable with it. If it hits differently now today than it did a couple weeks ago because of what's going on with Delta and people not getting vaccinated and the issues there, it just hits differently. And I don't know how this became political. Clearly it is, because if you look at a map, the places that went to Trump in 2020, those are the places that are not getting vaccinated. And I don't understand it. Donald Trump had this thing called Operation Warp Speed. He pushed to get a vaccine. And, you know, we got a vaccine. And he got the vaccine. This is like the most nonpartisan thing out there. You have two presidents. One who pushed to get this thing through, the other one who pushed to distribute the vaccine, different political parties. Every living president has had the vaccine. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. Like, we're talking about people with Secret Service. We're talking about people who have people who surround them at all times to make sure nobody kills them because they're that important. They put that in their body. So I don't know what you could question about it if those people who are surrounded by people to keep them alive, are willing to put that in their body. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox. I had to get it off my chest because, look, I was picturing this moment, this documentary screening, as feeling sort of like a triumphant ending to this thing, you know, being through so much. And, you know, we profiled so many restaurants in this thing, restaurants that were scared. I mean, you'll feel the emotion if you watch it, restaurants that thought they were going to lose it all. And the good news is, you know, nobody lost their shirt in this thing. I'm not saying everybody's doing great now and rah, rah, their struggles, definitely. But, you know, only a couple of restaurants had to actually close during this. And again, I don't want to give anything away, but even the ones that did, they were part of big restaurant groups, and the restaurant groups are still doing okay. So this was supposed to feel like a celebration of resilience, and it's being brought down by people who will show up at a restaurant and will yell at a server and complain about why service is slow and will complain about why aren't people back to their jobs and serving me and doing this and doing that. And they'll do all of this unvaccinated, unmasked, and making things worse. And I think we're just, you know, I think a lot of the people who are vaccinated ignored those people early on because they thought, oh, what do I care? I'm vaccinated. What do I care if somebody else is going to do something stupid? But you know what? Now it's affecting us. It's affecting the responsible people. And I think we've had enough. I think we've had enough. And, you know, I'm somebody, I want to play nice with people. I want to empathize. I understand why somebody might be scared to put something in their body. I get that. But if you've got fears, then stay home. Don't ruin it for everyone else. Because it's just making me mad. It's really making me mad. Well, listen, for all you sane people out there, I'd love to see you come out to 86th, how a global pandemic rocked the world's culinary capital, this Thursday, July 29th, 8:30 p.m., LongBeachFilm.com. Tickets are free. Again, it's outdoors. It's about as safe as you can be right now. It's on the beach. So again, LongBeachFilm.com. And listen, if you want to follow me on social media, I am on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at RobPatroneTV. Also, make sure to follow, subscribe to this podcast, Hot Takes on a Plate, is part of the Believe Podcast Network. And look, if you're going to subscribe, you might as well rate us 5 stars, of course. That's how we get the word out there. That's how we grow the podcast. Next time I talk to you, I'll probably have a guest, but I just had to get some things off my chest and also just wanted to share a little bit about the documentary as well. Until next time, I'm Rob Petrone. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.